I want to share something tonight, and the Lord has been really emphasizing about things that are happening and what's coming, and we are to be prepared. And we've talked about entering the third flood, and we are already in it. But as long as you're right in line with God, you're not going to be affected by it. And in this third flood, you know, it's all about purifying and, you know, washing and exposing and so forth. You know, when I was, and it was put on my heart that it was going to be till June, which would be 6 months in the new year. And I turned on the news the other day, and there was headlines saying 6 states record flooding. And I'm like, whoa. And you know, there's still areas that are being flooded. You know? I mean, and it, you know, what you see going on in the spirit realm is manifesting in the natural realm too. Especially through weather and earthquakes and things to that degree. It's happening no matter what. And you know, one of the things is there's a lot of people that are beginning to look up. You know, all events and certain things that happen, now God desires no one to perish or lose anyone. But there are things that happen which allow individuals to get an opportunity before something happens to them. So even when the floods came and so forth, a lot of people were praying. But see, it's going to check the heart of the individual. Because some people are going to be angry with God instead of surrender to Him. And they're going to blame God, you know. But we know that Satan's greatest weapon is deception and his power is fear. And one of the things that the Lord has been bringing us into in the area of, we've got to really be able to discern what's going on right now. Discernment is essential. And in this, what's happening right now, because there's too many believers who are not warfaring. I'm telling you, if the whole body of Christ was warfaring, we'd be a lot further than we are now. But there's too many wishy-washy. There's people that are claiming to be spirit-filled warfare people, but they're really not warfaring. Do you understand? Right now, God is shaking, God is testing, God is exposing. He's bringing unity in the body of Christ. And it's time to fight. It isn't time to rest. Your rest is in the Lord. But it's fight time. It's battle time. In fact, if you're not in a battle, you end up becoming a casualty. And I want to talk about something tonight called Rhema warfare. Everyone say Rhema? Rhema. Warfare. And it's something that we must get in our spirit, because this is what God has been speaking about to us, because He tells us how. He gives us strategies. He tells us how to outwit the enemy. He said, be gentle as a dove and be wise as a serpent. In other words, come on. Don't be lazy. Don't compromise. And don't be an idiot. Know what you're supposed to do. Know. So the only way you're going to know is to get Rhema word. You must get Rhema word to really know what to do, or you're fighting in the air. You're beating to nothing. Turn to Matthew 10. So we're going to have a simple little teaching tonight. Okay. Why? So we become like-minded. We need to become what? Like-minded. In Matthew chapter 10, in verse 27, would you read it with me? Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Now listen to this. This is powerful, because he says, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. That means what you just heard was Rhema. Now you speak in the light, which is Rhema. See, when you speak Rhema, when Rhema comes to you, when you speak Rhema, it's light. It's light that comes out of your mouth. And then he says, and whatever you hear, right, preach it on the housetops. Well, that's in the Old Testament, that's how they used to do announcements. They get on their house. Hey, dinner at Joe's. You know? And they get on their housetop. Whatever it was, that's how they express things. But you don't need to get on your housetop, all right? So please, you know, don't go home and get on your houses. Verse 28. And do not what? Fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So what is he saying? It's time for higher reverence. It's time for a higher reverence. Do you understand that? See, people do things because out of character, out of the character against Christ, because of they've lost the reverence to God. They've lost the reverence to God. And the only way to maintain the reverence to the Lord is stay filled with the Spirit. Because by staying filled with the Spirit of God is what allows you to maintain the reverence with the Lord. Are you hearing me? Because the Holy Spirit, the more you're filled with the Holy Spirit, the more you're going to be more sensitive to things. You're going to be more sensitive in what you touch, what you say, what you hear, where you go. See, because the devil is out to drain you. Hello? See, now, all of your jobs, right now, at your job, is your ministry. Everybody's job, everybody goes, well, what's my ministry? Well, start it at your job. You know? But the thing is if you don't warfare, when you get there, you'll be drained. And the next thing you know, you'll be getting bit by those serpents, and you become compromised, and you'll start acting and thinking the way they do instead of the way Christ wants you to. That's one of Satan's deceptions, isn't it? Then you'll begin to compromise sin. You'll say, oh, well. Well, God's not saying, oh, well. Well, you know, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Sin is sin, and the wages of sin is death. Bottom line. Okay. In verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But every hair of your head are all numbered. Wow, God knows all your hairs, coming and going. Verse 31. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will what? Will also confess before my Father who's in heaven. What's confession come out of? Your thoughts? No, your mouth. Your mouth. See, because we are in the covenant and the ministry of the what? Spirit. Actually, we are in the covenant and the ministry right now of Rhema. Because we are in Rhema warfare. Which the word Rhema means when things come out of your mouth and you're speaking Rhema, it's life-changing. Come on. Life-giving. And what else? Life-creating. Rhema. Now, Rhema is a representation of what God is saying. Logos is what God said. Testimony is what God did. Okay, let's go a little further. In verse 33, but whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. 34. Come on, this is the ticket. Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. Hello. There will never be peace on earth. Never. It's just not going to happen until the Prince of Peace takes over the earth. He did not come to bring peace on earth, did he? But there's something that he came to bring. What did he come to bring? But I came to bring the what? The sword. The sword. The Rhema word. The life-giving, changing, creating word. That's what he came to give. See, he came to give you a sword, not to bring peace on the earth. And too many people's swords are in the closet. Now, the Word of God is called Logos, because it's what God said. It becomes Rhema as it's spoken. But there's an area where God speaks Rhema to you. Hello? And when He speaks Rhema to you, it increases your faith. See, Rhema is heard. Revelation is seen. So when God gives you revelation and Rhema, there's going to be a manifestation. every time. So we must use the sword. You know what that takes? To deny yourself. You must deny your what? Yourself. Now, fear is the enemy that's going to come against you from using the sword. Fear. What will people think? Did I really hear God? That's why you get everything confirmed. Fear is a killer, isn't it? Fear protects pride. And pride protects self. Hello? Matthew 16. Rhema warfare. We be in Rhema warfare. You're either in the battle or you're a casualty. Verse 15. 16, 15. Are you there? And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? That means relationship. There's a lot of people that heard of Jesus, read about him, but never met him. That's why Jesus told the Pharisees and the Sadducees and every other one that tried to see. He said, you search the scriptures thinking you have salvation, but you won't come to me to get it. He said, you search the scriptures thinking you have salvation, logos, but you won't come to me, rhema, to get it. Let's go on. He says, who do you say to him? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon, Bar Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. What did he get? Rhema. Hallelujah. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock or on this revelation, I will build my church. What's he going to build the church on? The Spirit. The church is built on the anointing. What did he say? You are the Christ. It's built on rhema. Are you hearing me? Why? Because what's rhema? Life changing, life giving, and life what? Creating. Isn't the Holy Spirit rhema? Amen? Isn't he life changing, life giving, and life creating? And he said, I'm going to build my church on the anointing. He said, that's right, Peter. You got revelation. Not only did you get Rhema's hearing, but you got Rhema's sight. Revelation. He says, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Why? Because the gates of hell, the powers of darkness, cannot come against the anointing. It is impossible. They will try to tempt. Let me tell you, the devils, the demons know the anointing. They see it. Are you hearing me? They see the anointing. They acknowledge the anointing. Are you hearing me? Demons acknowledge the anointing. Remember when Jesus came off the boat and walked up and all those demons booked? They were freaking out. Ah! And I said, wait a minute, it's not our time. Jesus was the walking anointing. He was the walking rhema. He was life-giving, life-changing, and life-creating. And they said, please don't send us to the abyss. And he sent them in the pigs. I sent them to the abyss. I sent them to the pit. Hallelujah. The more that are in the pit, the less we got to fool with. Don't send them to dry places because they're going to move from there. The Bible says they go through dry places. We want them in the pit. You understand that? Where? In the pit. Well, Jesus didn't send them in the pit. Yeah, but they were saying, please don't. He sent them in the pigs. Be careful what kind of pig you eat. Hallelujah. Here's the ticket. You ready? In verse 19. And he says, because you got this revelation, and because you heard Rhema, ooh, and I told you that this is how my church is going to be built, by the anointing. I'm going to give you two keys. And I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you what? Bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, you'll be loosed in heaven. Wow. Keys of binding and loosening. Well, he says the earth means natural realm. Heaven means spiritual realm. So when the Holy Spirit tells you what you're dealing with, you're getting rhema. Rhema is what allows you to bind. Are you hearing me? That's why a lot of people are binding all kinds of stuff and they ain't bound. Because they're not getting rhema. They're using logos instead of rhema. Now the Holy Spirit, when He quickens you to the Word, it will become rhema. Amen? Why? Because He'll tell you. Rhema. So when you bind something, you are binding it in a natural realm, aren't you? And whatever you bind in a natural realm, why? Because you're speaking it, aren't you? It's bound in the spirit realm. See, if everybody, the body of Christ, is beginning to bind principalities, powers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places, we'd have a lot more victory. But there's too many lazy believers still waiting on Jesus to do all the stuff when He's already done it. And that person ain't going to get nothing until they start to sow correctly. See, because sowing in the Spirit reaps life and peace. But the devil wants you to sow in the what? Flesh, so that he can come steal, kill, or destroy. Are you hearing me? So when you're disobedient to the rhema word, you sow in the flesh. Are you hearing? If you're disobedient to the rhema word, you sow in the flesh. And that's going to cause steal, kill, and destroy. And you have to reap one of them. Why? Because it's God's Word. And He can't come against His own Word. You mean even when I repent? Yes. But it's going to be less. The quicker you repent, the less it will be. In other words, if you make a mistake that day, and you realize it right then and there, and you say, Lord, forgive me, I just said something I shouldn't. You're rescued. But the longer you wait, the more you will reap. Because the Bible says, submit to God and what? Resist the devil. So by submitting to God, you're being convicted by the Holy Spirit. He's trying to rescue you from being eaten up by the devil, isn't he? So if you do something one day and you go, well, you know, maybe I can get away with it. You won't. The longer you take to repent, the much more you will reap. So, this is rhema warfare, isn't it? What? What you bind in the natural realm is bound in the spirit realm, and what you loose in the natural realm is loosed in the spirit realm. Are you hearing me? Now we're to bind the powers of darkness. We're to take our dominion. And the Bible says you'll know them by their fruit. It says you're fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. He's going to tell you what to do. You're going to hear rhema. Yeah. 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 Now some people are not hearing what the Holy Spirit is telling them to do, and they're just doing anything. And they're causing mass confusion. Are you hearing? Especially with themselves. Oh, hallelujah. Rhema of warfare. So we knew them, right? Got to know them. Remember, rhema is hearing, revelation is seeing. As you speak rhema, there is life changing. See, you can change the whole atmosphere. You can change everything in your house. Of course, you got to get rid of the cursed items. That will help. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I was talking to a gentleman over the phone. And he supposedly accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. I was glad to hear that. So I said something about, yeah, man. He said to me, he said, oh, I just learned about tithing. I said, you what? Yeah. I just was taught about tithing. You mean you've been going to church 4 years, 5 years, and you just found out today about tithing? He said, yeah. And this guy's had so much financial problem. He's got money, but it's always going. He loses it all. And I said, so do you read the Word? Well, You mean the Bible? I said, yeah. I didn't want to ask him what kind of church he went to. I could tell right then and there. I said, well, man, that's the truth, you know? Well, you know. So I said, why don't you get your Bible and read certain chapters? Well, where are they in there? Look it up in the index, you know. But, you know, he didn't read the Word. See, God is moving and shaking, saying, come on, it's time. It's time. How can you be a believer and not read the Word of God? Because the word believe means to follow, right? And if you're not following, you're not a believer. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 1. Would you read it with me? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be what? Ignorant. Spiritual gifts. Those are rhema tools. Rhema tools. Spiritual gifts are rhema tools. What do you mean? They're life-changing, life-giving, and life-creating, aren't they? Anything that's associated with rhema is life-giving, life-changing, and life-creating. That's why Jesus said, my words are what? Life. My words are life. It's not what God said, it's what God is saying. Are you hearing me? Go to verse 7. It says, but the manifestation, the what? The manifestation. Things are manifested when this rhema is seen, revelation. Rhema is heard. Hello? There's a manifestation. There's a changed heart. So when revelation is seen and rhema is heard, there's a manifestation. There is a changed heart. See, when the heart changes, everything changes. It's got to do with the heart. You know, people get healed from the heart first. That's how healing comes to the body. The heart's healed. And the body gets healed. In fact, the Bible says a joyful heart is what? Good medicine. So a miserable heart is bad medicine. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. Word of wisdom is rhema. Tells what to do. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. So what's happening is a relationship with the Holy Spirit is bringing you rhema. See, so the gifts of the Spirit are rhema tools. Why? Because they're supposed to be life-changing, life-giving, and life-creating. And this is what God is bringing us up to right now. He's breaking through. He's opening things. There's a new desire in your spirit and in your heart. You know that there's something more you're supposed to be doing. There's another arena that God is dealing with us. And He's saying, come on. It's time to let go. Let go of your traditions. Let go of your religion. Now remember, the word religion means bondage. We're not religious. We're free. We're a part of a kingdom, not a religion. Religion is only associated with rituals, not relationship. That's why Jesus said, when He came, He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He wasn't interested in any religion. He called them all hypocrites, Pharisees and Sadducees. He was sad to see they missed it. Go to 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse something. Oh, 4. Are you there? Would you read it with me, please? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, where is that happening at? In your thought pattern. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the truth of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is what? When your obedience is fulfilled. Casting down thoughts and imaginations. Why are you doing that? To receive rhema. You understand that? Why are you doing that? So you can receive rhema. Because the enemy is attacking your thoughts. And if the enemy is constantly attacking your thought pattern, because he does, you're missing rhema from God. So you must take your authority and your dominion and cast down those thoughts and imaginations that will come against the knowledge of God. And bind your mind to the mind of Christ. That wasn't so difficult. So we want to get rid of those things. That's a part of rhema warfare, isn't it? You must warfare. Too many people go, oh, well, they just listen to everything, coming to covenant. Yeah. Yeah, okay, man. Okay. Yeah. Well, nobody loves you. Well, I believe you. Well, you'll never mount to anything. Okay, I'll never mount to anything either. And the devil tells you all kinds of stuff. Then they go see people in the secular world and they call them bipolar. Then they medicate them. Well, my child's hyper. He needs medication. No, you need deliverance so you know what's going on with your child. Hello. You know, if people will just lay their hands on their kids once in a while and cast out the devils that are tormenting them or the serpents that have bit them, it'd be a lot different. Write your child, write your little, your child a deliverance prayer. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you for the power and authority you've given me in Jesus' name. Now I command every devil to leave my body and my mind in the name of Jesus. It's real simple. You know? How we raise our kids, we're accountable for. Believe me, my daughter sees a demon running down the hallway. She knows it. The other night, something happened with her. And fear was gripping her in bed. And she turned to the wall and prayed. And then she got up and ran to her mother's room. Mom, there's a demon in my house, room. You know, help me. You know, but she knew that the only way that she could come out of that bed to escape was to pray. You know, kids see a lot of stuff because they're not so polluted by the world. So they're clear, they're seeing. The thing is they're being polluted by the things they're watching on TV. Parents just let kids just do whatever. They're playing all of these games and Pokemon, which means pocket monster. They're letting them watch. Oh, as long as they can keep that kid quiet, they don't care what goes in them. But wait till later. That kid ain't going to be quiet. I'm going to tell you what, you'll be bailing them out. Pay now or pay later. You might as well pay the price and teach them the right way right now. Go to 1 Timothy 1. Sometimes mom and dad need to get some rhema for their kid. 1 Timothy chapter 1. You know, some people, and I don't mean to go here tonight, but I guess I'm supposed to. Some parents are just letting their kids eat anything they want. Go ahead and eat it. Yeah, here, be quiet. Eat the sucker, eat the popsicle, eat this. It's as long as you're quiet, that's cool. No, that's not how it is. That child will grow up a mess. What you eat is what you become. As a man thinks, so he is. Right? The Bible says, as a man thinks, so he is. And what you eat is what you is too. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the what? Is that rhema? Yes, according to the rhema word previously made concerning you, that by them you may what? Wage the good warfare. What's he talking about? Rhema warfare. Are you hearing me? Having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Paul said, that's it. So for you, you're in Satan's hand, dude. I will no longer pray for you. I sever you and I commit you that you will learn. Even if you die, hopefully, you'll repent on your deathbed because you have rejected the counsel of the Lord. That's happening right now all over the body of Christ. So he said, in other words, the prophecy that was prophesied, the rhema word that was imparted in you, that you will wage a good warfare. See, logos is different. He said, rhema, good warfare, not logos, good warfare. Now, you can take logos, because Jesus took logos, of course, he was walking rhema, right, when he was tempted by the devil. And he said, it is written. But you got to remember something. Everything Jesus did and was recorded for was for us. Everything he did was for us. What he said was recorded. Amen? Now it's logos. What he said. But we want rhema. What's he saying? What's he saying? Because he's the God of now, not the God of yesterday. Hebrews chapter 10. If you sense yourself falling asleep, tell your neighbor to cast the devil out of you. Because he doesn't want you to get this. And say, hey, cast the devil out of me. I got a sleepy devil. Oh, but you don't know I worked so hard today. Oh, no, you didn't. Who told you that? And where'd you come from? Hebrews chapter 10. And I think it's in 32. But recall the former days in which after you were what? Illuminated. In other words, you had revelation. You were able to what? See. After you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings. Partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulation, and partly while you become companions of those who were so treated. For you have compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. In other words, what's he saying? He's saying, listen, don't you remember that the revelation you got was illuminated, which was revelation is what you see. What you see, it's rhema sight like. It's what God shows you. He said, this is what increased your faith, didn't it? Come on, you were illuminated, man. You were glowing. You were blessed. What's it for? Warfare. What was he doing? Enduring. Is it endurance warfare? You must endure. You must endure. You must fight. It's warfare. We are in warfare, and warfare is going to continue on until you go home. Revelation 12, verse 17. Revelation 12 and verse 17. And the dragon was what? Enraged with the woman. The woman means body of Christ. You're the bride. And he went to make war with the rest of her what? Hello, is that you? Yeah. Who kept the commandments of God and have the what? Testimony of Jesus Christ. In other words, what God did for you. So you have the testimony of what God did for you. So the enemy wants to nullify your testimony. He wants to steal it. He wants to disqualify you so you can't give the testimony. Because people aren't going to believe someone who's walking not right with God, their testimony, what God's done for them. Especially, let me share something with you. An attitude. You got an ungrateful attitude? That's why God expects us to have an attitude of gratitude. But if you have an ungrateful attitude, you are touching agreement with the voice of the stranger. He's bringing oppression to you. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, this is where we need discernment. You'll have more discernment by Rhema word. You'll have more discernment by Rhema word. He says it's a two-edged sword. What Jesus is saying, what you're hearing, you're saying becomes a two-edged sword. But the Holy Spirit quickens you of logos, and you speak, goes in, comes out, but doesn't return void. One side is in, one side comes out. Are you hearing? See, there's a difference whether it's from logos to rhema or from rhema to rhema. Discerner of thoughts, isn't it? Go to Psalm 149. You know, if people would wait on rhema, you know, if they would wait for the rhema word, they'd be doing the perfect will of God. There are a lot of people who are successful in the wrong assignment. And that's the worst thing that can happen to a believer, is to be successful in the wrong assignment. Psalm 149. Why are we going through this? Because God's trying to get you something. Because if you don't get this, you're going to lose too many battles. He's always trying to get us. He tells us things to come, doesn't he? And it brings us discernment too. So what you're going to do from tonight on is be more sensitive. You're going to be looking for more. You're going to be waiting for more. You're going to be observing more. Because you want rhema. 149, would you read it with me? Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, and His praise is in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker, and the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name with the dance. Hallelujah. For some of you who haven't moved your legs yet, it's a praise with the dance. It's Holy Ghost shuffle. Let them praise His name with the dance. Let them sing praises to Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing aloud on their beds. Well, if He wants you to sing aloud on your bed, just think what He wants to sing when you're assembled. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. That's a rhema praise. To execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples. To bind their kings with chains. Man, this is rhema praise, man. This is warfare. Rhema warfare with rhema praise. And their nobles with fetters of iron to execute on them the written judgment. So you're going to execute on them the logos. Dishonor have all the saints. Are you a saint? Nobody voted you in. You were predestined. Your name did not come out of a hat. It wasn't a raffle for you. To execute on them the written judgment, this honor have all His saints praise the Lord. It's called rhema praise. Hallelujah. Go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might and not your own. What's He talking about? Be strong in the Lord. Lord means Spirit and the power of His might. What? Through rhema. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might and not your own. And not your own. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the trickery of the devil. Now, I want you to know that there are seven parts of the armor of God, not just six. And the seventh one is probably one of the most important ones. It's called praying in the Spirit, which means tongues. There are people who have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, they prayed in tongues for 2 weeks and never did it again. Those are rhema gifts, aren't they? Why? You want to get revelation? Pray in the Spirit. You pray in tongues. Why? Because revelation will come Well, what do you mean revelation? Revelation means you'll see. And you'll get rhema also. And your faith will be built up. Because faith is only built up by rhema. Faith comes by hearing, not by reading. Faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing the Word of God. So that means you need to hear God. You know, a lot of people go, well, so why did you buy that car? Well, I heard the Lord. Well, I stepped out in faith. But faith comes by hearing. So did God tell you? No, I stepped out in faith. Well, that's not faith. That's stupidity. Assumption is not faith. Assumption. People move out on assumption. Well, I moved out in faith. Yeah, I did this, I did this, and this. Did anything happen come about? No, I lost my shorts. Faith means you heard and you had revelation and saw. Not that you assumed. Assuming is not of God. God did not assume me or you. He did not assume His creation. Well, I'm only human. No, you're not! You're eternal. You are no longer human. And you're not supposed to act like a human. Humans are in survival mode. They are going to die. We are not. We walk in healing and deliverance. We have dominion over all the fish and the birds and everything. See, the enemy has portrayed such an image in us because of what we see around us. People are living by sight instead of by faith. Oh, that makes sense, doesn't it? Even for our little kernel heads, it makes sense. That's why he said, don't live by sight, live by faith. See, if you live by sight, you become like what you see. You're to live by faith, by what you hear. And by revelation of what you see in the Spirit. It's different. The world, humans, humanites, they live by sight. They live by what's in their bank account. They live by medication. Their trust is in everything else but God. Now, I'm not telling everybody to go home and throw out your medication, all right? Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. That's through rhema and not your own. I'm going to close here at 1 Corinthians 14. Verse 26, he says, how is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a what? A psalm, a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done in an order. What were they getting? Rhema. Man, we should all be getting rhema and have a rhema party. If everybody showed up with rhema, man, things would be happening. Why? Because your faith would be high. You'd be not only expecting, but you would be getting. Verse 37. If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. But if anyone is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy. Speak rhema. And do not forbid to speak with tongues. Get rhema. Let all things be done decently and in order. We are in rhema warfare. And those who are led by the Spirit are called sons of God. Not by logos. By the Spirit. I know many people that know the Word of God inside and out, can tell you the page numbers. Quote scriptures backwards if they needed to. And they're deader than a doornail. They don't know anything. They cannot discern things. They don't cast out devils, especially out of themselves. And they're so bound up with Word I mean, they're so bound up with the Word that it's become logos to them that they don't have a relationship with the Lord. They have a relationship with the Word instead of the person. So they know all about the statistics. It's like somebody reading Sports Illustrated. They can look up the player. They know the statistics, the family, all the things they've done, but they never met him. Man, they can quote all kinds of stuff. It's like people carrying around baseball cards, you know? They can tell you the person's name, this, that. Yeah, this, the season was great, this, this, and whatever. But they never met him. They act like they know him. That's what a lot of people do with the Word. They act like they know the Lord, but they never met him. See, when you meet him, he'll say to you, "Who do you say that I am?" See, he's more than God. He's more than Savior. He's more than Deliverer. He's more than Healer. He's more than Provider. He's Father. He's Friend. He's Comforter. And He is. But we are because He is. Amen? Get in the battle before you become a casualty. Quit taking assumptions and walk in faith and not by sight. Wait upon the Lord for an answer. I'm telling you, people play roulette jobs. You know, I know sometimes you play roulette Bible, you know. I'm not saying God doesn't tell you sometimes to go open the Word. But He's got to tell you to go do it, doesn't He? Because if He told you to go just open the Word, you're going to get rhema. But if He didn't, you play roulette. I need a Word. What you need is rhema. That's where you need to lay the Word down and go to Him. See, I don't go to the Word in the morning. I go to Him in the morning. If He tells me to go to the Word, then I will. But other than that, I go to Him. Why? Because you got to know His voice. You got to know His unction. You got to know His person. Because there's times when He's not saying nothing to you. He'll just come up and you go, "Oh." And you'll follow Him. He won't say anything. He'll just come by you. And you'll go, "Whoo, yes." See, that's why He says, "Acknowledge me in all your ways and I'll establish your steps." So, if you're acknowledging Him, Jesus said something powerful. He said, "I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it." Rhema. We must learn how to live in the rhema. In the what? Rhema. Life-giving, life-changing, and life-creating. That's where God is bringing us right now. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We are honored and blessed. And Lord, in every area where we've done goofy things, we ask for Your forgiveness. Every time we assumed, manipulated, even tried to con You, we ask for Your forgiveness, Lord. Forgive us for where even where Your Word says is that we rightly divide the Word of God. When we haven't rightly divided the Word of God, Lord, we ask for Your forgiveness. And anything that we said was of You and wasn't of You, we ask for Your forgiveness. And anything that You said that we didn't said, we ask for Your forgiveness when we were supposed to. So Lord, reestablish us tonight. Reposition us. Wash us with the blood. Sever it all. And give us revelation and rhema that we may know You and behold You and walk according to Your will and not our own. In Jesus' name.